And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right in the heart of sport fishing world next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Reel are here talking reels and all kinds of good stuff.
This has been a great show already, and another full hour coming your way, and so much cool stuff to cover with Eric and Cal. They just know, I mean, everything about it, the ins, the outs, how your reel fishes better for you, the type of fishing you're doing. Just a lot of fun talking with the absolute reel experts. And if you want to join us this morning, again, we want to hear from you. It's been a very busy morning on the phones, but we do have an open line. One dropped off during the break, so if you want it, you got it. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us. Again, 213-432-1090 is the phone number. Or you can send a text on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, it's a free download. If you don't have it already, just fire up the app, and you can send your text in. Make sure that you include your name and your phone number, because we are giving away a prize to a caller and a texter today. Two prizes. Every texter that makes it on the air is going to be eligible to win the one prize. Every phone call that makes it on the air is going to be eligible to win the one prize. And you guys will each have their shot at a $125 Cal's custom-built reel gift card, good for a blueprint service on one of the reels that they service, a Talica, a Fathom, a Torque, a Speedmaster, whatever it is. You got a,
or a general reel service, right?
You got it coming your way, yeah.
Anything you want. Perfect. Well, hey, our good friend Bill DePriest from the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show and Magazine, of course, is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. I know Cal and Eric are super pumped up for the PCS show coming up. The only show you guys are doing, right?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and the amount of social media stuff that you've been putting out about the who's who of sport fishing going to be there at the show. Why don't you fill us in on what's going on at the show?
Can't wait.
It's going to be really exciting, guys. We sold out early. We ended up moving our large bulk boat displays to the center of the fairgrounds and the breezeways to make extra room for almost 100 new 10x10 booths in the buildings.
Whoa.
So it's going to be jam-packed, all industry guys, all fishing and outdoors. We're really, really excited, and it's going to be the biggest show we've ever produced. From the seminar side of things, you know, guys like Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle, Brandon Hayward, Sean Stewart from the Aloha Spirit's going to be coming down. Lazzy's going to be on the stage for Swordfish. Actually, Carl, you know, who goes by Air Pilakia on Instagram. You guys have probably seen his pictures and his videos and stuff. He's actually going to be going up with Steve and talking about the eye in the sky and what he sees.
Oh, how cool.
On
that
stuff. So, yeah, and the Bad Company guys will be back as usual. Anthony's flying in to do an update on the tour. Our fundraiser for War Heroes on Water is going to be going on. CCA is going to be selling tickets for the Star Tournament and raising money to protect our rights to fish. There's just a ton of stuff. We're just so excited.
Yeah, and also I understand that West Coast Marine Nick is going to debut the new Parker 24-foot boat. Is that right?
Yeah, Nick has an absolute giant spot right when you come into fairgrounds. It's 80 by 60. It's going to have a ton of new boats. He is debuting that new boat. And he has his involvement, you know, with the center console Parker that they're giving away with the CCA Star Tournament. So,
right.
Yeah, he's going to be debuting new boats. There's I can't talk about it yet, but there's a reel company debuting a brand new reel. There's a company that's going to be doing a special for Spectra on reels that I can't talk about yet, but it's going to be the best that anybody's ever offered at any show that I know of.
Wow.
How cool.
Sounds great. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, of course, will be there too, along with several tackle dealers, right?
Yeah, and that offer that they're working on is for every dealer at the show. So anybody who buys a reel at a show, we'll get into details. Just keep an eye on our feed. The other thing that we're so proud of is that we have the support of the sport boat fleet up and down the coast from Santa Barbara, you know, all the way down to San Diego. Just about every landing and every boat is there. So if you want to go out and book a charter or get with these guys that, you know, Southern California, the pride of our sport fishing history, you know, we have the largest sport boat fleet in the world. And it gets so many people into sport fishing, and we're so proud to have all those guys with us. So really excited.
Yeah, I mean, the variety, and the cool thing is although there is going to be some trout and bass, it's a lot of saltwater fishing, mostly saltwater, right?
Yeah, actually, there's a huge growth in the freshwater side as well. You know, last year we had almost the whole building of it, and this year that's grown by probably another 50% or
wow.
So. A lot of support coming from up in Mammoth and Big Bear and different bass guys. And, you know, this year we have two specific bass boat dealers. We have Angler Marine and we have Last Chance, both being at the show showing bass boats and bay boats. And, you know, the boat selection is going to be incredible, from small aluminums that anybody can afford all the way up to multi-million-dollar giant center consoles like Freeman's. So we're just going to have everything in one place to celebrate sport fishing in the outdoors. So we're just, like I said, proud, thankful, and so excited for all of you to see what we've put together.
Well, last year, regrettably, was my first time ever getting to visit the show, and it was just awesome. It's such a great vibe. It's easy to meander through, and there was music and food, and obviously all the fishing stuff spoke for itself. It was just a really, really fun environment that you guys put together, and, man, we can't wait to do it again, and our tackle store is really excited to get to be a part of it again, and we just love it. I can't wait. You know, it's an awesome show, Bill, and we're very much looking forward to come up and joining you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I think one of the neatest parts about the show is that it's centrally located. You can get there from San Diego, Inland Empire, LA within an hour. The parking's super easy. It's right next to the buildings. And everything's fairly priced there. You know, and water bottles, for one thing, I've been talking to the guys that are ahead of the food there, and all the water bottles are sold for $4. If you go elsewhere, you're talking $8, $9. Beers are reasonable. The food is reasonable. It's a great place to bring the family. Free kids trout pond. We're going to have prehistoric Jay there with all the animals again. We're going to have gold panning.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to have Peter Jay doing the Gayutaco fish prints with the kids. There's just a ton to do there. It's more than a day's experience, no question.
Yeah, no question. And I mean, all the stuff you're talking about, that the Orange County Fairgrounds there in Costa Mesa, is giant. I don't know how you're going to fit all this stuff in with all the boats and the exhibits and stuff like that. It's going to be jam-packed, it sounds like.
Yeah. We're like I said, last year we had so many people on a wait list that wanted to be a part of the show, and we couldn't get them in. So setting that large bulk space to the center, which makes an amazing display of boats of all sizes and down the breezeways, we were able to fit so many more people in. We are on a wait list, and if people have interest, please still contact us. We'll put you on the wait list, and if anything changes, we'll get you in, but at this point, we are solid full in the buildings.
Wow, congratulations. Cool. Well, hey, give us the dates and the details on when we can attend the show.
Yeah, the show is March 7th through the 10th, 12 to 7 on Thursday and Friday, 10 to 7 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. Again, easy parking. You can go online, sportfishingfestival.com. You can pre-buy your tickets to avoid waiting in a line. As far as buying, there's still going to be a very large lineup in the morning to get in. But as far as buying a ticket, you can save yourself a little bit of time there. So, it's coming up fast, guys. And we'll be releasing seminar schedules, vendor lists, and all of that come about mid-month here.
Great. And we'll look forward to having you back on the show here real soon, as well as being in the studio here the week before the event. So, Bill DePriest from the PCS show, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show at the Costa Mesa Orange County Fairgrounds. Looking forward to the show. Thanks a lot for calling this morning.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Bill. All right. Hey, well, everybody's excited, man. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Cal and Eric. We're going to do just that. Talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show. Got a question. First of all, I have a Makaira 10. I know I'm pretty happy with that thing right now, except for the drag curve on it. Are there more than one drag curves available for that reel? And can you just maybe go into a little bit of detail on what you actually do when you blueprint a reel?
So what we do as far as working on the reel, the blueprinting, we set it up for how you're going to fish. On that particular reel, you may be fishing incredibly light line, heavy line. We'll find out what size line you're normally going to fish and try to create a drag curve that's good for you. So as far as, and then we also have an easy shift button that we could add to that, which people have really enjoyed that, where that makes it so much incredibly easier to go from high to low. But as far as what we do when we go through it, I mean, honestly, it's a lot of just fine-tuning of everything and making sure that all the tolerances are correct and maybe there's not too much of a shim in one spot to the other, and then machining a few things in also at the same time. You know, not to be super vague, but it's everyone is just totally different as far as what we have to do to it.
You guys in the past have talked about, you know, like a washer that's relatively flat, but then when you put that, you know, whatever on a micrometer, well, it's not flat. And so because it's a little warped, and it might not even look warped to the naked eye, but when it engages, the high spot of that is touching your drag, but the rest of it's not. So you'll go down and knock that down to make it truly flat, so everything engages at the same time.
Actually, we don't make them flat. We make them cupped because you want the outside of the drag washer hitting first.
There you go.
And as you load it, the metal plate will start to flex. It's just like going out on a dive board. You go out to the end, and it flexes down. Okay, so what we do is we want that diameter at the maximum to start with, so we get the greatest radius. And then as you load it, we get more area. Yes, the average radius does decrease a little bit because you're moving down in, but you now have more area at a much larger radius. So we get a little more drag with less pressure.
And there might be, you might be doing the same, a similar process to something that, you know, just where the spool hits the bearing or the gear or whatever it is.
We have it all the time where we get what we think is done with the reel, and we'll be sitting there spinning the spool, and let's say you angle the handle down and it doesn't spin quite as good, or you put the handle up and it spins good that way but not the other way, and we might have to add or remove a shim that's like as thick as a piece of paper. You know, something
wow.
that's real.
That is the difference, man.
Right, exactly.
That's why they call it Cal's Custom Reel.
When we figure free spool, there's actually two free spools. There's one that the line comes off easy and everything else, and there's another one how well the spool rotates. We try to make sure that every reel that we're doing a blueprint on, when you put it in free spool at the maximum drag setting you tell us you're going to use, okay, because that can all be adjusted by backing up, but at the maximum drag setting you tell us you're going to use, and maybe generally a little bit more than that, we give the spool a spin, and we turn the handle up, and we turn the handle down. Most people don't. Well, what for? Well, especially if you're casting a reel, a lot of people cast with a handle down and then the handle up. Well, if it doesn't spin free at one of them, it's not going to help your cast.
There you go. Yeah, thanks a lot for the good question there. Thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for that FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. That catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros and Fishermen's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it is here now, the all-new online booking system for your long-range trips with Fisherman's Processing. With that new system and the addition of all the new team members, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com for more information. We got them. Dave Hansen is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Eric, Cal, Pete, welcome back.
Thanks,
what a
Dave.
Amazing trip. That trip sounds so spectacular. Like you, myself, I've been diving since I was a little kid, so that sounds like one heck of a trip. I would love to experience that once.
You better go, Dave.
Yeah, I better. The weather, yeah, we all know the weather. But lobster fishing game, historic. We haven't seen anything like this in Long Beach Harbor, consistent day in and day out. One of my guides that are working up there night after night, he's just putting together some of the most incredible lobster fishing I have ever seen in my life, and I've done some pretty phenomenal lobster fishing, but night after night, again last night, He had over 20 legal lobsters again for his group. He's had nights with 30, 40. The night I was out there, we had four, last Sunday, right after the Bart Hall show, we had 49 legal lobsters. It's just inside of Long Beach Harbor. It's just absolutely, I don't understand it. It's got to be the weather, the barometric pressure, whatever, but it just keeps going and going and going. And I know down in Mission Bay, they've been doing pretty dang good down there, too. And really, we haven't even had to go over and venture over to Catalina. I can only imagine how good that is. Some of our guys that are going over there are showing some pretty good numbers, but we're going to be kind of stuck in the harbors here for the next week or so with this weather, but don't let that discourage you guys. It's time to get your reels over there to Eric and Cal, get them all rigged up, because as Ricky can tell you, that tuna's on its way. So right after the PCS show, I'm sure it'll start biting. It's going to wait until we're all done at the PCS show. And then hang on to your hats, gang.
I can't tell you how many of our customers just come in, get a reel, don't even walk out the store with it. Just, hey, send this thing to the boys, make it right, let me know when it's ready.
Exactly. Well, those two guys have been making magic for a very long time, as long as I can remember. I know last time you guys were on the show, we were talking about our old international reels, and you couldn't fly line a bait until Cal got a hold of it. Then you could come back out and fly line a bait. The whole thing's changed now, but back in the day, that's all you had was pens.
Yeah. Now, and the Captain Dave Hansen show will be at the Bart Hall Del Mar show, as well as the PCS show in Costa Mesa?
No, I'll only be at the PCS show. I just did the Bart Hall show. And remember what we talked about a couple weeks ago? I made a horrible mistake, and my wife has to pay for my mistake every day.
Oh,
this monkey.
So,
to tell her that I got to leave again, and she's got to stay here with the monkey, that's maybe one more time, but not any more than that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, of course.
Only Dave.
Yeah, only Dave. Well, fishdope.com, of course, is just a great source for you, whether it's raining or not. You can live vicariously through yes. fishdope.com, finding out what's going on, because those guys are on the water no matter what, and they have the information 7/24 every day of the year. And you get $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, check me out at Your Saltwater Guide, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and Your Saltwater Guide on every piece of social media out there. And I will see everybody at the PCS show if I don't see you before that. But have a great rest of your day. And just so you guys know, it's 85 right now down here in the water, 73.
Nice.
It is.
That sounds good. And I understand monkeys make really good bait.
I'll bet.
Might have to... Oh, my God, Pete. That's terrible. Oh, Marley. He was kidding, Marley. He was just kidding.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for the report. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Pete. Bye, guys.
Hey, if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. That Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And with big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not too oversized. Both come in a great... options with rings or non-rings. See your local dealer, check Gamakatsu.com, or score a great price at the upcoming Bart Hall Del Mar show or the PCS show.
Absolutely. All right. Phones are packed up, but you have a great text, right?
I thought so. This was in reference to the new Shimano Talikas, wanting to know if Cal or Eric have been inside one of them yet. Do you offer a blueprint service, any gearing changes, etc., on the new generation of Shimano Talika?
Yeah, both are in the process right now. We working on blueprinting them and the gears right now.
So nice.
Don't have much to report on it now, but yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, another great text here from City in Escondido, or Sydney in Escondido. I have an Avet 3-speed and it makes a clicking noise like the clicker is on. Is that something you can make quiet?
We can reduce it some, but you have to. That has the old style spring load for your anti-reverse.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we can reduce maybe the sound depending on how yours is.
Uh-huh.
But we cannot get rid of it, because then you don't have an anti-reverse.
Aha. Gotcha. All right.
Embrace that noise. I know it's hard to deal with, and I know that that was exactly the thing we were talking about earlier in the show. A lot of people just can't stand it, but man, that's that noise is not a bad thing. That noise is just knowing your anti-reverse is not going to give you any type of grief.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com, that's N-O-R-S-K-lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Pete mentioned it before. It's been a very busy morning on the phone. But we do have, again, one open phone line still. If you want to get in, it's 213-432-1090. That's your opportunity to talk to the gurus from Cal's Custom Built Reels. And also your opportunity to win a custom blueprint service on one of your own reels. That could be a $125 value, an awesome prize. And, again, we're giving one of those away to the callers of the show and one away to the texters on the show.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And Jake from Clovis says, I fish Akuma Max.
We got that one.
Oh, you already did that
we
one.
We did that
okay,
one.
Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, all good.
All right, and you have one.
I did, yeah. This is a, hey, guys, another great show. Listen to Cal and Eric about their amazing offerings before, but I'm curious how much the blueprint process varies from reel to reel. Are certain reels way out of spec from the manufacturer and destined to run a little rougher? Are other ones perfectly tuned out of the box? Just curious. You guys get them all. That's from Mike and San Juan Capistrano. Toronto.
They all seem to be about the same. You have the typical production tolerances, and they add up. And that's kind of some of the stuff that we take out is the extra addition of tolerances. We shim or space or remachine something. That's the TLC. And every manufacturer has production tolerances. I know I used to do it. But
I mean, it goes back to what you were talking earlier, Rick, and you were saying, look, you're buying a great reel from the tackle shop right out of the box. And it works great for a lot of guys, but other guys just want it fine-tuned, something a little bit different, something a little bit better, like, hey, this is bothering me. Can you do this or whatever? So that's where all that comes into effect.
All right, cool. Well, a guy named Mike Vaughn. Could it be the same one from the PCS show?
There better not be two of them.
Let's hope not. He wants to know, what is the definition of blueprinting, and what does it mean?
Blueprinting is custom building the reel to match your requirements. We try to.
That would be the definition
of it. That's what we try to talk to each customer and find out, why is it here? What do you want us to do? And then we try to match it.
You guys also being such big car guys, when you blueprint an engine, it's like a matching of parts and
that's right.
Making everything. When the motor's blueprinted, it might not necessarily mean like adding the aftermarket things. It's just making everything that's there match and work better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. You're taking what is there that already works good, and you're matching it and making sure that it works perfect.
Yeah. Well, and when people come pick up their reels, try getting out of there without talking to Cal about all the different cars stuff that he has. And we have three super unique cars, which you'll just have to come see for yourself.
Yeah, so you can actually visit you guys and have a car show and get your real service.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like, you can even have your little boy sit in them and play.
Ricky sent me a picture here of Wyatt sitting behind one of the roadsters that you have. That is so cool.
Hey, they're toys. They're for people to enjoy. To me, is what I love to it.
My boy is fascinated with cars and pushing buttons and steering wheels and turning knobs and things like that. Cal has a museum piece of a roadster in the car. I mean, it's beautiful and it's perfect and it's like 1,000 horsepower, amazing machine. And like, obviously Wyatt was like enthralled, and Cal just grabs hold of him, throws him in the seat. Yeah, go now, push all the buttons, man. Go for it. Have a good time.
Pull the key out.
It sounds like Wyatt's fascinated with anything with a motor on it. At the Bart Hall show, he was on every boat.
We weren't allowed to pass a boat that he didn't climb in and jump on the seats. And we had a blast. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
For sure. Hey, another great text here from Benton in Hinton Meadows. He says, I'm a guide in the Pacific Northwest. I run a Shimano Takota 500 LC reels. Generally have Shimano and go through them annually with varying results. Can you help me if I'm not, who can you recommend to improve a service on that? Now, would that be something like Ken's Custom Reels?
I would say so.
Yeah, because you don't do anything with a
Star Trek. I would say Ken's, and give him plenty of time also.
Yes.
We both are swamped.
Well, we know Wes is a master.
Right.
And he can do miracles with Star Trek reels.
He works on ours.
Yeah. He's worked on mine.
Mine too. I want to throw that out there too. I'm for sure not saying that this is the way of the caller that texted, or the texter. One of the guys, Glenn, who does a lot of our Shimano reel repair at the landing, does a lot for Shimano also.
Right.
And you want to talk to him at a frustrating time. It's like the fall is when all of the lodges will send down like giant Rubbermaid shipping containers that might have, and the Takota is the one. That is like the industry standard troll up a salmon reel, and he'll get like bins of 50 or 100 at a time, and he just, you want to get him in a good mood. Like, not one has ever been taken care of until it breaks. You know what I mean? I'm sure you talk to any real mechanics, like, keep that thing serviced, it'll run forever. Wait until it seized up and you've got twice the problem. But you want to get some good stories. Talk to those guys that get a lodge worth of reels in one shot, and just the hours sometimes they have to just to get a reel apart to get to start to working on it.
Or long range boats.
Yeah.
They don't take care of anything.
So, Benton, the recommendation would certainly, Shimano has a fantastic service department there in Irvine. You can ship it to Shimano.
Sure.
They could do that. Or call Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside and talk to them about it.
The
or,
thing is, too, if you go through West, like, you might be able to get that custom level of service that Cal was talking about. Like, hey, I don't care how good this thing free spools. I'm letting it out on a downrigger. But if it can last twice as long and you can, if it can be, whatever, over greased or a different type of grease that might not promote great free spool, but I don't care if it free spool's good. I don't want it to free spool good. You know, those are things you might be able to get with Wes other than, you know, that you wouldn't get elsewhere.
There's a lot of good service people. There's, you know, no doubt. But at the same time, these are local people that we happen to know.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there may be somebody in the Pacific Northwest, but these are just people like you say, that
totally.
Will help. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, both phone calls and texts coming through. Lots of great opportunities on the phone if you want to get through. Again, 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk with you.
Hey, guys. Cal, I just want to thank you for help changing all the equipment to match our fishing industry here in Southern California. And my question is, I was thinking about the East Coast. How much services do you see from across the country coming here, or is it just they're not the style of fishing with our free spools and things? How are we so much different from the East Coast and the need for your services?
And let me start before those guys get to. When I got to go to the shop with the boys the other day, I was blown away. You figure, Cal and Eric, of course, they make Fathom Metallica's free spool good so we can cast sardines out here. You guys had a mountain of reels from the East Coast. A mountain of them.
I will say this. It's mostly Tiagra 80 wides and 130s that we get from the East Coast. But it's a lot of Marlin guys. It is crazy. If I said it was over 50% of what we do, that's probably correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they doing to a Tiagra 80 or 130?
The Marlin anglers right now, you start to figure a Tiagra 130 or Tiagra 80, they come out to fish both Marlin and big tuna as a rule. Now, back east where they a lot of yachts and stuff like that, there's a lot of that. Well, they found that on Marlin, they want a little different drag curve than they want on tuna, okay? And if they're trolling, they want to be able to slide that lever back right to just before free spool and have 2 or 3 pounds, 4 pounds of drag so that they can troll and have a good, and then they can slide up. Some of them only want like 28 at strike and 40, 45 at full. We've got some guy, we have some, several reasons right now. The guy wants 100 at full.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Okay. 100 pounds?
100 pounds, and we do it.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Okay, right? We get a lot of them at like 70 pounds of drag at full.
Is that for like the, I mean, I know you guys do a lot with the bluefin tuna guys up in Nova Scotia.
70 pounds is for blue marlin.
For blue marlin?
Oh my gosh. 100 pounds is for the bluefin tuna, yes.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But some of the guys are backing down. Good anglers are backing down fast now, real fast on the blue marlin. The angler can't keep up.
Yeah.
So now we actually, for like the 130s, have 3 different high-speed gear ratios over and above.
To increase high speed.
To increase high speed so that the angler can keep up. But the problem is then, is they get back on the fish, and the low gear on that happens to be probably more 10 to a bluefin tuna low gear.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a little bit too low. So now we're making a higher low gear.
Higher low.
So that they can go into that.
Wow.
Okay. But on the other end, the guys on the bluefin tuna now, we even want a lower low gear with 100 pounds, so we're actually making lower low gears also.
So like you how low is low?
0.8.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. 0.8. Well, you get 100 pounds of drag in a bluefin tuna straight up and down.
Yeah.
You can't turn the handle.
There was one guy that was that a while back he had a, had the reel done, and he put the lower, the super low gears, right, and it was commercial fishing, and he goes, hey, it paid for itself. Like,
yeah,
I was
sure
able to get that fish up super quick. It didn't cook itself, everything else like that, and so it's it was crazy.
I know we see, you know, Anthony Shea, when he's doing those Bad Company tour updates, he shouts you guys out all the time. We're using our custom-built 130s, you know, built directly to their specs, like, and you know, you talk about guys that have an unlimited budget and unlimited know-how of what they want the reel to do, and that's what you know.
Yes.
So they say, hey, we want the reels to do this, yes, and you guys make
and
it happen.
And we make one. Doesn't make one; he makes five, and we test it.
Well, and specific kind of braid. You want specific kind of gear ratios, and all of that
wants a different handle because the Shimano's got a great handle, but it's fairly large, and he has small hands. So we've made a handle that fits his hands.
That's if you look at it, you were like, wait a minute. That looks like a different handle knob on his 130.
It looks right, but it's not
right.
It's
right,
not
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right, right, yeah.
It's custom.
Yeah. Well, it's to fitting.
Yeah. So I have a question. 100 pounds of drag, is that for a rod that's in the rod holder, or is somebody physically actually holding
that?
Or chair.
Based on what kind of setups they have, but yeah, you can...
How in the world, if a fish runs with 100 pounds of drag, are you going to... I mean, you must be, like, strapped in.
I've been trying to get Rick to go up with us to PEI when we do that, and he's always like, well, you know, I gotta take care of the babies and everything.
My son has. He doesn't anymore. Fished 80 pounds stand up.
Wow.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I just want to see it so bad.
You could do it.
That's so
cool. You physically
cool.
could do it.
Yeah, wow. What's the most you've ever pulled on?
Years ago, in a chair, 110.
Holy mackerel.
God, I can't even... The thing that I would love... The exercise that I love people to do is to put line on your reel and see what 15 pounds of drag pulls
off. Exactly. Yeah, you don't pull it off.
And then 25... Like, 25 is, like, absurd.
Like,
you know?
The Holy Grail.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, go back to the thing he was talking about small guys. We'd had a guy come in that's, you know, 100, 140 pounds or something like that. And he's like, oh, I got to have 35 pounds of drag. And we're like... Have you done it? You know, because it is a trick.
Just that's the thing. Because somebody in an internet forum says, you know, I fish tuna and I like to fish 50 pounds of drag, that it does not make it so. Like
no.
It is incredibly difficult to hang on to when it starts to get anything above the high 20s becomes very difficult to stand up and deal with.
In a chair, you still have to use a special technique. Otherwise, you get frogged. The rod I was using had a number 72 tip.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What? That's the butt size of most of our rods.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's big-time stuff. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Hey, let's talk to Ralph. He's coming from Menifee this morning. Ralph, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hope everyone's doing well. Pete, that trip sounded epic, man. Sounded epic. My question then is for Cal and Eric. I have an older, well, like the first generation Okuma Metalloid 5 2-speed. Is that something you guys can blueprint? And then also, I have a few older, like Okuma Star Drag reels. Do you guys, I know you don't do the blueprint, do you service them at all?
We do not. We do not work on either of those. The Metalloid, they ended up discontinuing it, I believe, but they we have worked on some of the newer Alejos. We did a project with Okuma a while back and helped them redesign that one, and that's a great reel too. But we haven't we don't work on that the Star Drags or that Metalloid.
There you go. Appreciative of the phone call very much, Rob. I had a great text come through. It says, hey, Eric, I'm having issues with my new Fathom 60 gaining free spool at higher drag settings. Is this resolvable? That's from Rick and Corona.
It is. It also goes back to what you said. It's a dirty trick on the guy. Once he gets the first one done, he's hooked. So
you got to do them all.
Yeah, I mean you're probably going to get better free spool. I haven't seen yours, of course, but better free spool, better drag performance, everything else like that. We make sure all the 60 narrows that go out get 25 pounds of drag and great free spool.
That is a particular reel that's of a great size for our fishery and great free spool, but in the first round of generations of them, it just, it lent itself more to the other markets than it did to ours. You know, somebody on the East Coast doesn't want to fish 100 pound on that size reel, and we do, and it just they have since made strides to make it better, but, you know, Cal and Eric can just make the tweaks to do it exactly what we want to do with it.
Right. We've done a lot of them.
John in Upland says, you guys highly recommend having your newly purchased reel to be blueprinted before using it for the first time.
You know what? Sometimes I kind of suggest that guys go the other route. You try it first so you can know it. You can see the difference. You know what you're getting. Because, I mean, we have guys that come in all the time. Brand new reel. I just bought it. And, you know, they paid for it. And they're walking out the door. And then they pause. And then they're like, what did I just have done? I don't even know.
Yeah.
And so this, you can definitely know the difference and feel the difference.
Like a Shimano Catalica 20. Mm-hmm. Great reel, right out of the box. Just fantastic.
Yeah, exactly,
you can catch as big a fish as you want to catch on that reel. Yeah. And you send it to you guys for a few tweaks, and then you go, wow, this is even better.
Well, the first thing, we do basically a service as we're doing it.
Yeah.
So go ahead and use it. Get the first usage out of it till it needs it.
Put the first 7,500 miles
exactly.
On it.
Yeah. And then let us make it go for another 7,500.
Yeah.
You paid for the tires. Get some use on them before you put new ones on there.
For sure.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Alex. He's calling us from Corona this morning. Hi, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Hey, Rick. Pete. Welcome back. Cal.
Thanks.
I got a question. I noticed that, you know, on my reels, I really am drawn to the Star Drags because of the light spools on my Shimano and Daiwa. And I think that's kind of where my question goes. So I have a Pro Gear, an old Pro Gear Oceanus, and I'm wondering if there's a way to trick that out to make that spool lighter, or is there not even a method to that? That's my question.
You can trick out any reel and lighten the spools, but you're throwing so much money at it. You know, all these things take time and a little engineering and design, but yeah, it can be done, but it's absolutely not worth it. We're not talking hundreds of dollars. You might be talking $1,000 because of what you're asking to do. Yes, occasionally we've had a few guys that want something done and they don't care. That's what they want done, and so we do it. But on those reels, there absolutely isn't worth it.
In the little bit, not older generation of them, but the in-between time, my favorite thing that you guys used to do was the first generation of the V-Series reels. You used to take a 30 and machine out the frame and then machine weight out of the spool to get the spool weight down. But again, it was an expensive modification because it just required a lot of machine time and then new anodizing.
At the time, it was
the best thing available.
Right. Now so many of the manufacturers, almost all of them, have lightened them up. Like they've taken every little bit out they don't need in them.
I mean, Talica spools are quite light. Fathom spools and Torx spools are very light.
On their own. You don't need to do anything.
Right on the back.
That's cool. Yeah. So there you go. Hey, Brian in San Diego says, great show. Curious, if I get a reel blueprinted, is there a requirement to have it re-blueprinted later on and do all the modifications? And so in other words, what's the life of your
service? That's a good question.
A very good question.
Yeah. No, it doesn't need to be re-blueprinted as long as everything's in there. You know, it's... And what I mean by this is over the years you have a service by other people and stuff like that. If they haven't pulled out what we've done as far as special machining of the drag plate and cam and all that other stuff. But I will say, like every company that's out there, we constantly feel that we're blueprinting. So let's say you had a reel that was blueprinted 20 years ago. Hey, guess what? It's good to get it back in, and we just do a service on it, but we're upgrading to how we're doing them now.
How often should you have a service done on a reel?
How often are you using it?
Okay.
You know, if you're using it two or three times a year, most of the reels will go 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, but after that, your greases and stuff like that start to get a little contaminated, so it's better to bring it in. When we get in a older reel, with the new drag materials in it already, say if we put it in, we actually go through a complete degreasing process where we actually take the drag and do a biodegradable degrease and re-clean and re-grease so that we get rid of all the contamination.
Wow.
That's the best, man. And I know we don't have time to talk about it, but they make the best grease on the planet, too.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and when I'm not surf fishing, I'm at California's premier outdoor recreation shows, the Bard Hall Shows, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Come back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, like you said, Pete, no need to flip the coin today because there's a caller and a texter both winning a service blueprint certificate up to Cal's Custom Built Reels. Congratulations on the texter side of things. Cindy in Escondido and our caller, Sean in Lomita, both of you guys are going to get treated to the best reel service on the planet,
yeah.
Cal's Custom Built Reels.
And if we want to have a reel service blueprinted, whatever you do, of course, lever drags only. And best thing to do is just call you, right?
Yeah. We're in North County in Fallbrook. Phone number is 626-357-4441 or just, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, it's got all our other information there, too.
Yep.
Email, everything else like that. It's super easy.
Yeah, and you'll be at the PCS show in March.
We will.
Yeah.
We'll have reels there all tricked out, ready to go.
Oh, that you can purchase?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And then what about...
you can bring your reels and leave them with us.
I was
going
to say, bring your reel and you'll cart them home for it.
Yeah, if you have a trip coming up, you might be better off giving us a call first just so you know the time frame.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't bring it to the show and, you know, you got all your 80 wides and 130s that you're carrying in, right?
What's the lead time right now?
Right now, we're looking around the 4th of July.
Oh, come on. Wow.
The best doesn't come fast.
Yeah. No, but so get your reels in. And you can even bring in a Fallbrook and go see a car show, too.
Absolutely. The Fallbrook car show. If
your boy's into car, make sure you bring extra time.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. And appreciate you. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate you out there, too. Callers, texters, and listeners, we're very grateful to you for being a part of the Let's Talk Hookup family. Next Saturday, James Holz from Norse Lithium Batteries. That's going to be a great show. We're going to learn a lot about lithium batteries and what they can do for you and your boat. And then next Sunday, Bart Hall from the Bart Hall Del Mar Show will be here. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.